Hello, welcome to Fantasy Harness Racing, the podcast. Paul Cochran. I've got Brett Skelly with me. No Tommy.
Yeah.
He's missing in action, mate.
We're missing our stats man, and he's a man that can fill a room. So we're very much at a loss this week without Tom.
Missing in action, indeed. He's actually over at Bankstown. He's running the race, mate, over there. So at least he hasn't bundied off. We've actually got him work, and he's putting racing to wear.
I know. But priorities, I mean, really.
I know. Think of the listeners, Tommy. Think of the listeners. He'll be tuning in at some point. I did wonder whether he vanished because he didn't have the best of weeks. He was talking a big game, but he's been on a greasy pole there for the last few weeks.
He
but
has.
Keeping an eye on his team.
Yeah, after winning a round and then all of a sudden, yeah, he's definitely fallen in a hole, but that's what happens.
It is what it is. How'd you go?
Oh, I did poorly. Very, very poorly. Yeah. Well, I think I was beaten by some people that had Dexter Dunn in their team, so that's how well I was going.
Yeah, well, I had a pretty good week, actually. I ended up 10th for the round. So I had a look. We'll go through the scores shortly, but I think I ended up with 8 of the top 10 drivers. So, I mean, that type of formula is going to get you results. And, I found it a really fun week, the one just gone. Like, with all the bonus points and everything up for grabs, I found it really fun to be points were just flying around here, there, and everywhere. It was the biggest point scoring week.
Yeah, when you're sitting tenth on the table, it is pretty fun. Yeah, when you finish 636 for the week, it's not as fun.
Yeah,
but no, I appreciate that you've done very well.
Yeah, points are flying in thick and fast. 910 points for me for the week, which is, you know, like as we said, we had seven races that were. Seven or six, I'm losing count now. I think it was six that were triple points, and we had one that was double points at Yugara as well, because we added in those two triple points races at Yugara, which, I know some people weren't too thrilled about it. We did flag it in the podcast probably about a month ago. We told everyone that it was going to happen, and then when we went out and announced it on the socials, we copped a little bit of how you're going from people, but...
Decent
it's
races.
Our game.
Yeah, when you've got drivers like that in a race like that, then yeah, why not put double on them?
You know, I thought it threw a bit more element of interest and intrigue around the race. So, anyway, 910 for me, as I said, 10th for the week, and I actually moved up to 19th overall, 1 point behind the person who's 18th. Who do you reckon that is? Our man.
Yeah.
Our boy's gone missing today, Tommy. Yeah. So 1 point between us after he absolutely put a space on me a while ago with some really good strategic play. So I think it's more indicative of Tommy dropping the ball than me and me having a couple of good weeks. I think that's what it is. But that just shows what can happen if you get your team right and you have a bit of luck go your way and you make a couple of moves, because those moves that I've made have been the process of a few weeks as well. I haven't just been able to take advantage of the three trades that you get. You know, it's been a couple of weeks.
That's it. That's why you've always got to be on it. And I know you were flicking around a couple of texts late on Saturday night telling us all how well you were doing. But I know Tommy did the same thing I did, and that's leave Josh into the team, Josh Gallagher. So it's always hard when you've got a guaranteed zero for a week.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's get into it, eh?
That was the week that was. It's over, let it go. We had the lot this week, and we've nothing left to wait for.
So as I said, more points than ever in fantasy harness racing. We were close to cracking the 1,000 mark. We'll get to our weekly winner shortly. But, I was 10th on 910, which shows there was a lot of points up for grabs. And look, I thought it made it quite fun. I tell you, it was a big performer. Like, really, really got a move on was Jack Callaghan.
Yeah, that was massive. Yeah, a couple of group ones or a couple of $400,000 wins there. So it was such a big week for him. And if you had him as your captain and if you're clever about that, then, massive result for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So he ends up with 119 points, did Jack. Cameron Hart, 111. Amanda Turnbull, 109. And Robbie Morris, 101. So four pretty popular, particularly, Cameron and Robbie, two of our most popular captain's picks right there. They did, you couldn't go too far wrong if you had one of them as your captain. But then if you went the point of difference, and you went for Jack Callaghan, or you did... And I know of some people who went with Amanda as their captain at 109, you're getting you're getting some reward for having a real gamble, I guess. I mean, I went with Cam at 111.
Still a pretty good return.
Yeah,
if you had those five and you made one of them the captain, that's an automatic 500 plus.
Yeah, well,
result.
I did. I had Cameron as captain. I had Jack. Had Amanda. Had Robbie. And then Bernie Hewitt was fifth with 79. I had Bernie. Will Rixon was next with 70. I've got Will. Matty Roo had a great week, 51 for Matty. I don't have Matty, and I don't have Nathan Jack, who at 45, but then I do have Luke McCarthy, 45, and Jackson Painting, 45 as well. So, you know, when you got sort of that sitting there and they all perform at once, then, you know, clearly you're going to get a pretty good score out of that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it's quite amazing just how many big scores there were this week. Sometimes we're talking about, you know, the top scorer getting 80 or 90. This week, four above 100. It's just a huge result.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like we said, those bonus points are going to do that. But at the same time, you know, Jackson Painting didn't compete in any of the races where there were bonus points up for grabs. Matty Roo didn't really perform in the ones where the bonus points were up for grabs for him. He just had good results at other tracks where he drove. And, you know, Nathan Jack had a really good afternoon there at Wagga on Friday. So, you know, it's just making some strategic moves that are you know, really going to gear you up that leaderboard. And, you know, I hope that's a glimmer of hope to people. You know, don't give up. There's still the opportunity to make some gains.
That's it. There's still something to win every week. So if you're in the game and you're performing like that, then, yeah, get on it.
Absolutely.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winning. Hey. That's pretty good.
Winner!
That was legitness.
That I say, all right, all right, all right.
Wow, winning.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner. Just like that.
And the winner is...
Well, the winner is... it was a guy named Brad Young. He had a great week. He's come from nowhere. He had a monster score, 966 points. He's very happy with it. We were going to try and get him on the show, but he is actually at work at the moment, so couldn't get him on the show, Brett. But what he did ask me to do, he said, do me a favour. Now, I don't know if this is in lieu of the $250 Harvey Norman voucher that he's going to get. He said, do me a favour, give a shout out to my old man, Jeff. He's an avid listener of the show, so and he loves the game. So g'day, Jeff, if you are listening, or whether I've been stitched up there, I don't know. But thanks for listening. Thanks for getting around the game. 966 points. So that's a ripping score. I tell you what got him over the line, because he, 961 or 960 or something was second.
Yep.
So pretty close. What got him over the line, he made Jack Callaghan his captain. So that
superb
fat night.
Choice.
Yeah, that fat night that Jack had at Menangle on Saturday. Most of Jack's points came in that. And what's interesting is Jack actually was in two of the triple points races at Yugowra on Anzac Day in the Drivers' Invitational Series. He had one that galloped and was about 1,000 metres behind everyone else in the first race. So he got double one for that, the 2 points, and he didn't finish in the places on the second race either. So it's not like he filled his boots at them. It was all in the APG finals primarily. He had four winners. Three of them were triple points races.
Yeah, massive night on Saturday night. And, yeah, had he not picked him as captain, then, yeah, that's 8 points he would have missed out on. So, it's a very wise move. So it's a huge result there.
Absolutely. Now, our overall leaderboard, our runaway leader, I know we talk about Troy McDonald a fair bit on this, but he's back in fourth. Look, the gap kind of maintained a little bit there, I think, during the week. But I'm as shocked as I think everyone. I'm staggered by how far that it's kind of dropped away.
Yeah, we picked him early on. It was an amazing effort to be, I think, 12 rounds where he was in front, and he's just dipped a fair bit in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, he's back. What's that, 133 points behind now, so it's not out.
Yep.
Yeah, certainly not beyond Troy, but he's back in fourth. Matt Lepard is still our leader. He's 20 points in front of Will Norman. Ryan Spice is third on 9,515. So 60 points between first and third. Certainly, you think all of those guys have got their eye on a car, and who gets it? You know, you'd probably prefer to be in front, or is that is that a poison chalice being in front and you?
Yeah, well, we
it's
thought,
easy to be the hunter or the hunted.
Yeah, I think we all thought that Troy had it sewn up. So, yeah, I think if you want to come from behind, this is the time to do it. So, yeah.
Who knows? I mean, you know, I know some people say it's easy to be the hunter, but gee, I'd rather have that extra 20 points up my sleeve if the car was on the line and we're at round 17 and we finish in round 25. I mean, you know, that's, you know, but that 20 points, gee, that's, you know, we've got a triple points race this week.
Yep.
Yeah, you get that right, you can make up that, and the other person doesn't, you can make up that margin.
That's it, easy. Yeah,
that's really how. What, you know, Jack, and bearing in mind, Jack had come off a suspension as well, so did you trade him back in? Yeah, like people had to make that decision. So I think he would have been missing from a lot of teams that he would have been in at the start of the year as well.
Yep.
Start of the fantasy season. So, yeah, it's the people who said, no, he's got to come straight back in, found the cash because – that was a lot of cash to find as well at 1.27 or whatever he's priced at. That's a, you know, second highest priced driver in the whole game. To actually have to then find that cash. Yeah, I mean, well done to everyone who did it. I mean, that's really what was the backbone of me getting a good score for the week.
Yeah.
Actually working a way to get Jack back in.
Yeah, and who do you take out to get him back in? But, yeah, anybody that's picked him as captain, that's a champagne move. I mean, that's such a great move.
Well, what I did, I took Tommy Eisen out of my team. Now, look, Tommy actually had a pretty good week. He got a couple of winners because Newcastle was in play. He got a couple of winners at that track. You know, he had a pretty good week. Like, his points would have been great, but I had to find the cash somewhere to be able to do it. So, you know, and that's just what you have to do. You can't have them all.
No, and it's always about, you know, focusing on where you think the winners are going to come from, and with a big week at Menangle, then that's where you put your best players, and that's where you put your money.
Absolutely. Look, we do have a bonus points race up for grabs at Menangle on Saturday night. It's the New South Wales Trotters Oaks at Menangle. The Trotters always bring out a bit of a different, you know, a different field too, Brett. So, you know, like, and different drivers come into the equation, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, there's a lot of trainer drivers for the Trotters, and there's a lot of people who put different types of drivers. So take, for example, like a Sophia Arvidsson. You don't often see her on the paces, but we'd expect to see her on a couple this week and quite possibly in the Oaks. So yeah, she's one to look at.
We've actually got two Group 1 races on the Menangle program, but we've only allocated triple points to one of them. I reckon we should probably make it too, shouldn't we?
I reckon we should. Yeah.
Should we break that news now?
The MacArthur Trotters Mile.
Yes.
Yes. That's a big race. That's a $100,000 race.
Let's
on
make
Saturday
let,
night.
Let's make that a podcast exclusive. We're going to add in the MacArthur Trotters Mile, which is a Group 1, and that should be sitting there as a triple points race as well. So it'll be two triple points races: the MacArthur Trotters Mile, which is Group 1, it'll be triple points, and the New South Wales Trotters Oaks, which is a Group 1 race as well. So, I mean, that's gonna shake things up a little bit too, you know, having those bonus points up for grabs in the Trotters. As I said, it brings different horses and therefore different drivers, you know, with a different gait into play.
Yeah, it won't be like your usual pacing Group 1. We will see a lot of different drivers there, and as we said, yeah, a lot of different horses that people may not be as familiar with.
So we'll get that fixed up on the site. Now, the other thing to make mention of, when we developed the game, since then, the racing schedule, there's been slight amendments here and there. Now, one of those amendments was West Wyalong and Wagga swapped. So West Wyalong is actually next week.
Yep.
And Wagga's this week. Now, the schedule shows Wagga this week. It shows West Wyalong this week, Wagga next week. It's the other way around. So we'll get that fixed up on the program, on the official website, but take that as gospel. It's Wagga this week, West Wyalong next week. They're the races that are on. Yep. So as I said, that schedule got put in way, way back. Since then, there's been, and this happens time to time in the racing game, doesn't it? Where
absolutely, you know, yeah. We come up with this program. We release it in February, so you know, we're looking at 18 months ago. So
yeah, I mean, when we put this together, this was well before Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah, when we did this.
Yeah, so there are changes to the system all the time.
Absolutely. So you know, I know some people have sort of raised queries over that on through social media forums and that. Yeah, you're spot on. It shouldn't be West Wyalong this week. It should be Wagga. Take it as given that that's the case, but West Wyalong next week because they did swap. Suspensions and availability, Brett. We've got a pretty clean bill of health. Now, there's a few really, really prominent drivers that are back this week, which is going to help out a lot of teams, I think, because there might be some teams, you and Tommy, the starters. I know you both had Josh Gallagher sitting there, and that's a big chunk of points that you missed out on last week. So, you know, we can be flippant and say, you know, and wind you two up and say, you know, you should have done better, which, well, A, you should have, but B, you were carrying a driver that was suspended. One of our premier drivers in the game context in Josh Gallagher was out of play. Josh is back this week. So he's a big in, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He's a massive in because, you know, you'd expect him to be at Newcastle. You'd expect him to be at Penrith. You'd expect him to be at Menengle Tuesday and probably Saturday as well. So, you know, there's four meetings where you've missed out on points. So having him back this week is a massive in, and it means that Tom and I don't have to worry about getting one out and getting one in.
Yep. And that's the thing. Like, you know, it's almost like you got an additional driver on top of what you had last week. So there's that you could look at. The other thing is people get three trades and they can probably manipulate it in a way that they can try and get him back in. So, you know, Joshy Gallagher is a huge one. James Locke, who I know has been really popular, drives a lot in the metro racing scene, but listed as Riverina based on where he stables. Yep. So he's been a really, really key, I think a real popular pick. I think a lot of people would have had him parked there in the Riverina knowing that they pick up his metro points. So he was suspended last week. He's back this week. So yeah, that's another big in.
He's another big one, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's been picking up points for fun, yeah, and as you say, especially at the Metro meeting. So, yeah, he's a good one to have back.
So he's somewhere around that 475? I'll just type 475 for Jimmy Locke. So he's a good person to have there because he's picking up points. You can park him on the Riverina and you can save some cash which you can put on someone else's head. I think he ticks so many boxes. He's sat in my team most of the year.
Yep.
I took him out last week, obviously, with the suspension. But he's been fantastic to have in there. For me, I look at my team and I see, you know, I bought Mark Pitt in last week to drive in the Riverina because I knew he'd be at Menangle. Well, he's carrying 925. Jimmy Locke's at 475. I can take that money that I'm going to save there and put it on. I've got, say, like Jack Brown sitting there. Jack's been great, but I could turn Jack Brown into Josh Gallagher.
That's it, yeah.
You know, and suddenly I'm rocking all the big guns, you know, in the Metro. Like, that's just got that real elite look to it.
Yeah, and then we'll get text bombed on Saturday night again.
Well, I mean, the other thing is, like, the reality is you can't have all the big guns without really sacrificing somewhere else.
That's it.
No. So I could say, look, Jack's going great. Will he get as many as Josh? Look, maybe, but, you know, probably not. We've already talked about the volume and you know, what Josh does and what he delivers. So I could say, well, I'm going to take Jack's score, but I'll put that money on, you know, someone else and get someone else up to a really, you know, someone who drives a lot more and generates a lot more winners instead of one of the lower tier price people that I've got somewhere else. So there's a few different ways you can go about it. But Jimmy Locke really becomes then the centrepiece of those manoeuvres for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we've been saying all along, finding some of these little gems which have the low price point and then score week in, week in, out. Week in, week out. So, yeah, he's been one of the best finds. He's along there with, say, an Ash DeLoza or a Steph Morris.
Absolutely. So the other one's Mitch Turnbull. And I know that you know, in that, it's quite stacked in that Western region. You got Amanda Turnbull, Nathan Turnbull, Bernie and Doug Hewitt. They've been, you know, doing really well. Mitch Turnbull, his results have been very good throughout the season. You know, the first 16 rounds of this comp, Mitch Turnbull's been excellent. Yeah. But I just know that a lot of people have struggled to find room to have. If they said, well, we want Amanda and we want Nathan and maybe we've got a Hewitt, can you also have Mitch in your team? Like, I know that, but then I know a lot of people have said, no, the Western region's where I can fill up, and Mitch has been great for that. He's back this week as well.
Yeah, I did have Mitch in my team for quite a few weeks, and as you say, he's been a great points getter, and probably beats that break even every week for his price. So, yeah, he's a good one to have in the team. But as you say, yeah, trying to get all the Hewitts and all the Turnbulls in there, it's so hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah, it is with the money. Like, particularly if you want to throw the bus at Cameron Hart, Jack Callaghan, Luke McCarthy, you know, those guys, it's almost impossible to have them all there.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's the reality of it. So, we'll get to trade soon, but do you think that those three names that we've just mentioned, people coming off suspension, they're probably going to be, I think, three of the most prominent names when it comes to trading this week, those three names.
I think you've got to look at all three of them. I think Josh Gallagher is an absolute starter, so you've got to have him in there. The other two, depending on what you can afford, but yeah, James Locke, just such a low price point.
Yeah.
Getting him into your team, just earning those points.
Yeah, absolutely. So the schedule, Menangle Tuesday. So, again, the lockout, that first race at Menangle is a little bit later tomorrow.
Yep.
Because there's only seven races. And that in itself is a thing too. Only seven races as opposed to the eight and sometimes nine and sometimes ten that we've become used to, because there's more points then up for grabs, more races. So seven races. So we've seen at Menangle on a Tuesday, those points can be spread thin.
Yeah.
A lot of people can pick them up. So with seven races, maybe that's a strategy. Maybe you don't factor Menangle Tuesday in so heavily. But in any case, we're going to stick with that 12 o'clock lockout.
Hang on, I better note that down.
Actually. Yes. So 12 noon tomorrow is your lockout. We're going to stick with that because these race times, these start times will fluctuate.
Yep.
Here and there. So we're just going to maintain some consistency to make it easier for people. So you now... I know earlier in the year we were 1 o'clock, but then we had a handful of race days on Tuesdays that were starting before 1, so we had to move it to 12. When we went back to 1, we just know that it gets confusing for people. So we just decided we're going to make it 12 just to square that away, and you just know 12 o'clock's when you got to have your team done by.
Yep.
Just try and make it easier for people.
Makes it easier. Makes people understand.
Yep. So done. You got Menangle Tuesday, Bathurst Wednesday. We've got Penrith Thursday. As I said, it's Wagga on Friday, not West Wyalong, as the game schedule, you may or may not have seen, says. We're getting that fixed up. Newcastle Friday night, Menangle Saturday. So it's your stock standard, very much, what we've called the traditional template of race meetings.
It is, but what we have this week is the regional championships, so the heats are on this week, so you might see different drivers going to different regions, so yeah. It's that's one to keep an eye on, so absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah, the regional championships, they're going to add a new dynamic to, you know, what we're going to see. We've got Bathurst on Wednesday night with those races, and we've got Newcastle, and we've got Wagga on Friday.
Yep.
With regional championships heats, so you are going to see some prominent drivers getting around and being part of those race events. Yeah, that throws, you're right, it throws a whole different dynamic in.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, and then you don't forget that last year we had Jackson Painting come up here to Sydney and win the main thing. So it's, yeah, they're the ones to factor in. I'm sure they'll have a strong hand again this year.
Yeah. So looking at Bathurst, like those heats, like it's pretty stacked with usual suspects. Yep. So you're Amanda and Nathan Turnbull, Matty Roo, Mark Hewitt, Dougie Hewitt, Bernie's in some of them, Isabel Ross. So it's pretty stock standard.
Yep.
Where the bulk of those driver engagements are. I'll just have a quick look at Wagga. So Wagga's not up yet.
No.
So we may just bear that in mind. We may see some movement among drivers sort of border hopping a little bit.
That's it. And yeah, it's where you might see it, the biggest difference is Newcastle. When there's usually a big metro hand there, but whether more of the same going up there this week.
Yep. Traditional template, but just bear in mind that we might see some movement by drivers. And I think that's super important to take into account.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
What this trade will do is serve as a benchmark for future business, Kevin.
Why are you running? Why are you running?
Kevin, let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you in a few minutes with an exact confirmation.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, so as we said, we think that Josh Gallagher is going to be probably just about the most traded in driver this week, we potentially think. And Jimmy Locke will be the other one. And then, yep. You know, potentially to a lesser extent, Mitch Turnbull. So the question is, Brett, if you want to do that, you need to make some sacrifices elsewhere. So I think a really interesting driver potentially is someone like Luke McCarthy, not listed to drive at Penrith at this stage. It's got a couple of drives tomorrow and then we go into a Saturday night.
Yep.
This question seems to come up a lot with Luke. When he drives, you're probably going to get a couple of winners, but the volume's not there. Where's your thinking with sort of Luke? You write it out and say, no, I'm going to get these in bulk. Not a lot of numbers, but when I get them, they're going to be in bulk. Is that the way we think?
Yeah, it's usually the way you got to think with Luke. I mean, he's obviously one of the great drivers going around. So it's do you keep him in there? If you've got him in your team, I would say keep him in there because you'd expect him to pick up quite a few drives on Saturday night and getting decent drives as well. If you don't have him in your team, I probably wouldn't be trading him in. Because who do you sacrifice then? I mean, just for pure bulk sake, yeah, I think Josh Gallagher, you'll see him traded in more than anybody else.
It's really the Newcastle. It's Tuesday Menangle, Newcastle Friday for Josh, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not going to see a stack out of Josh on Saturday night.
No, but you will see him on Thursday night at Penrith.
Yes.
You'd expect. So there you go. There's three meetings already.
Yep. I still think he'll be the most traded in driver this week. I think.
Yeah.
I think people will find a way. And we've talked about it before, you know, his price point at that 935, I think it is off the top of my head. It's not as restrictive as it is having to find another 100, another 200 or so for some of the drivers. If, like last week, you had to try and find a way to get Jack Cowell back in. So.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I mean, there's a $100,000 between him and Cam Hart. So, you know, it's maybe it's the perception of things that he's under $1 million, but he still seems very gettable at that price.
And I think what's going to make it easier is being able to absorb the money through a trade with Jimmy Locke now being available as well. That's going to help things. And look, that said though, there's other people in and around that price point. They're just two names that we've thrown up that, you know, with James coming back, you know, and being available, he's one that stands out because he's coming back. But there's others in and around that price point, you know, particularly in that Riverina area, who, you know, could be just as valuable.
Yeah.
You know, to try and bring in.
I mean, I'm looking like a genius now because I had James Locke on my team last week as well. So, yeah. All my trades are done for me.
Absolutely.
This is your captain speaking.
Oh, captain, my captain.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Remind me, who's the captain?
You be the captain.
Who's the captain of this ship anyway?
Well, captaincy, I mean, like we said, like it all seems so obvious with Robbie and Cam, but this week, you know, we saw other people emerge with two group ones. Do we need to look outside the square a little bit more again this week? Or do you just play it safe?
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius move last week. I keep saying it, but having Jack Callaghan as your captain, it's brave move, clever move. So, but for mine, I'll be playing it safe.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, your usuals, your Cam Hardy, your Robbie Morris, I suppose. I couldn't think of anybody outside of that, but if you stuck with Jack Callaghan last week, then, yeah, why not?
He's in great form, isn't he? And you know, and like we said, with Luke not going to Penrith, Jack's going to pick up drives there as well for the Cobbity stable. You know, when they get in a good run of form, look out. There'll be winners, you know, so... so Cameron Hart, for me, that's just the play it safe option. I've spent up, I've got the most money sitting on his head. I might as well give him the biggest responsibility. That's the double points burden to carry.
And you'd expect him to be going around in those the Group 1 trot races as well. So, he'd be there.
Yep. You know, I don't think you're going to go too wrong if you go with Robbie. We saw Robbie go up and have three winners at Newcastle on Friday night. That's where a lot of his points come. And, you know, that's potentially going to happen again. So you're going to get your just reward if you spin up, and want to make that play.
That's it, week in, week out. Yeah, he's always a safe option, Robbie.
Yep. All right. So as I said, at 12 o'clock lockout this week, and it will be going forward. So make sure you get in and get your trades done. The fields, half the bulk of the fields are actually already out. You know, so get in and have a look at that. You know, make some plays, see what you can do. Tinker with your team a little bit. Don't forget that rollback function, that reset function is there if you want to, you know, make a trade and go, oh, it doesn't quite look right. I might do that again. Before we go, Brett, we won an award. Harness Racing Australia's annual awards came out, I think it was over the weekend. I don't know, I got a text message from someone saying congratulations on your award. Fantasy Harness Racing won the best innovation in harness racing for 2022.
Yeah, absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Just so we won an award. So to everyone out there who's listening and got around the podcast, got around the game, you know, we've got good numbers. We certainly know that this game has taken a foothold in the way people talk about racing, the way people view our product, the way people are absorbing it, the status that people are putting on our drivers and elevating their profile. I saw that firsthand by being out at Yugara and people, you know, really excited by the Drivers Invitational Series. And I have no doubt that Fantasy Harness Racing has helped put the names of these drivers on more people's lips and make them aware of who they are. So, yeah, I'm, you know, winning an award and getting a little bit of kudos is super exciting.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely amazing. And going off what you were saying too, just going to some of these Carnival Cups we've got around the state, and every single one of them, people are mentioning the game. People are mentioning, you know, who have you got? Who's your drivers? Yep. You know, patting themselves on the back when they pick the one who's winning. But no, it's amazing to get an award for
the Australian Podcast Awards are coming up. Maybe. Yeah, we might let the reputation and the numbers build a little bit before we go down that path. You know, you might be like our friend Brad Young, who managed to get the biggest score of the season with 966 points last week. He picks up a $250 Harvey Norman voucher for his troubles. Or you could be like Matt Lepard and Ryan Spice, and you know all these blokes at the top of the table who have got their eye on the. On the brand new car that's going to be up for grabs after round 25. Whatever it is, there is something on the line. It could be the voucher, it could be the car, it could simply be bragging rights and the opportunity to send a text bomb to your mates and your little group each week to let them know how well you've done. So whatever it is, enjoy round 17 of Fantasy Harness Racing. We are getting close to the end. It's exciting times. These points just keep throwing curveballs at us, and that is what makes this game great. Have a great week. Enjoy Fantasy Harness Racing. I hope that your selections do well for you. We will be back with another episode of the podcast next time we see you. All right, bye-bye.